This is The Rundown. I'm Hari Srinivasan. I'm sitting in the offices of the Chief Technology Officer for the Department of Health and Human Services, Todd Park. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
All right, so let's talk a little bit about how you're trying to open up the Health and Human Services Department in terms of data. I've heard you say before that you'd like this agency and the data that comes from it to almost be like what NOAA does for weather information.
Yeah, exactly
that.
Right. Exactly right. Well, so HHS sits on an unbelievable treasure trove of data about health. Everything from smoking rates to obesity rates to hospital quality to drug and device and food recalls, and it's just extraordinary. I mean, it just spends literally billions of dollars a year on data, right? But it mostly sits here in our vaults, utilized for very specific purposes, but it's got so much more potential to really illuminate what the heck is going on in terms of multiple dimensions of health and healthcare, and to help consumers and patients and employers and providers and mayors and government officials make better decisions at every level of the healthcare system to improve American health. So we took as inspiration, as you said, the weather, right? I didn't actually realize this before I joined the government, but shortly after joining the government, I learned about NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, and the fact that basically all weather data comes from them, right? They've got the hurricane sensors and the barometric pressure readers and so on and so forth. And then they publish all this data in an easily downloadable XML format that's free to the world and free of intellectual property constraint. And then weather.com and Weather Channel and iPhone weather apps, so on and so forth, like take that data and turn it into useful insight and useful products and services and benefits for the public. And NOAA doesn't have to pay anything for weather.com or the Weather Channel or any of that, right? They just provide the raw material to power an ecosystem of benefit around weather data. And so I said, well, you know, what if we did that for health data? What if HHS became the NOAA of health data? And in 82 days, basically, after we had published an initial set of this data on the website, turned it into incredible stuff. And not like fake PowerPoint demo apps, but actual live public apps that went live on June 2nd.
Yeah.
And just brilliant stuff that leveraged platforms and expertise and customer bases and ingenuity that's from across the country. So just a couple examples, right? We have this data set called Hospital Compare. Mm-hmm. I think it's actually one of the coolest data sets in healthcare, but it's really not necessarily known to everybody. It's a data set that has, for a whole bunch of hospitals, patient satisfaction and quality ratings. Incredible data set produced by Medicare. But today, the way people use it is they basically go to a website and they actually pull up a user interface and try to use it, you know, and it's really not heavily utilized relative to its value. So Microsoft Bing had this brilliant idea. They said, well, you know, you're making the hospital compare data downloadable, right? We'll just integrate it with search. So as opposed to sort of having to know that there's a hospital compare website and going to use it, right? Instead, if you go to Bing and you type in New York Presbyterian Hospital, then boom, it actually pulls up in the primary search result the patient satisfaction rating compared to averages, right? So they basically just like 50x'd the use of this data set, the social return on that investment.
Where's that sort of feedback loop in the sense that, okay, so we've got all this data that we're really not taking advantage of, and we put it out into this marketplace, and a bunch of innovators make cool widgets and apps and help me understand that it exists out there. So how does that turn back around and force policy change or force legislators to listen?
There was actually a great story that someone told me about a major American car company a few years ago that decided not to invest in a significant expansion of their car factory in a given state because it had a smoking rate that was too high. So you know, what if actually that, right, you know, was something that actually entered the calculus of communities across the country? You know, they became aware of the relative position from a health standpoint, and they said, you know what, in addition to being the right thing to do, right, I can actually become more economically competitive if I become healthier, right? Creates a whole new business case for investment in health that didn't exist before, right? Here's another question for you. So everyone, when you, I don't know if you bought a house, I'm sure you have, right? But you always look at, you know, school system. How good's the school system? Even if you don't have kids, you look at how good's the school system. Why? Because it's a huge driver of property values, right? Why don't you think about how good the hospital system is? Why don't you think about how good the health system is? Is it because you really don't care about your health? I would submit that's not true. It's actually because nobody knows what the performance of the health system is, right? But if there were a health system that was actually much better at treating heart attacks or much better at helping keep people healthy than the health system in another town, and that were transparent and understood, and you could see that on things like real estate websites, right? I would submit to you that actually, A, people would care about it, right? And B, it creates another business case for investing in health. Why? Because property values are the top source of revenue for a lot of communities, right? And if you improve health and that improves property values, that's a good thing.
All right. Todd Park, the Chief Technology Officer for HHS, thanks so much for your time.
Thanks so much.
This is The Rundown. I'm Hari Srinivasan. Stay with us.